Things are going to start happening to me now.
You've done all the reading. You're a scholar. You're a professor. You've done all the reading. You've done the intellectual heavy lifting.
More or less, eat shit and die.
You wouldn't know a fact if it begged you all night long.
Want to, like, give the wrong impression, because I am very high.
F***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah. Care. I'm a libertarian. What I'm getting is,
did you vote for Joe Jorgensen or Trump?
Who?
Joe Jorgensen. That was the perfect answer. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. This is Tyler Yonke, Libertarian Podcast Review. We're closing out. It's official. We are closing out the Tom Woods week. It's been a 3x5 card of experience. Let me just tell you, an adventure all the way. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Tom Woods is all dressed up, nowhere to go. Is it a dead man's party? Absolutely not. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. So, if you're just catching this one, you're like, what? What's going on? I've gone through. It's Tom Woods week. Start back on day one and follow us all the way through, and we break down the Tom Woods. We do some intro. Who's Tom Woods to begin with? And then with that, we play a bunch of clips, a bunch, because he has over 2,300 episodes. We're going to break some of those down. And then today, we're just going to give some ratings and some category stuff. And, I had a guy DM me just over the weekend. He's like, hey, do you have a list of, like, libertarian podcasts? And I'm like, let me tell you about my show. Yeah, I do. But it also made me realize maybe I need to compile a list. And some of those things, we're going to break them down into categories. It's been good. Hey, Tom, if you want it, by the way, Tom Woods posted out a thing. Today is the 5th of June. So I've been working on this for a few months. Tom Woods posted out a thing saying, oh my God, the Tour de France is instituting stupid mask mandates again. It's ridiculous. And it is. And then other people were saying, hey, you should talk to Tyler. And the reason is because, one, I have a cycling podcast I've done for years. A former professional cyclist, did that back in the 90s, 2000s, still raced my bike. I'm a great guy, and I know a lot about this. So Tom, if you want to talk about that, because I could give you an understanding maybe a little bit better. One, the masks aren't used for racing. They do have that. So it's at the start, the finish line, when they're done, the interviews, they call it the mix zone, and then there's all these team bubbles, and I could talk to you about the standardized. Anyway, that hit me up if you want to talk about that. I think it's good. Nick Gillespie is supposed to come on my show, talk about cycling as well. So maybe we'll do some of that. First thing I want to do is, I'm just going to look through Tom Woods' website. Once again, we've talked about this before, but the amazing amount of shows that he has on here, all the way down through, and there we go, Tom Woods, tomwoods.com. He's got a link for everything. Once again, Michael Bolden started off on here. We had Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. Daniel McAdams has been in here. Robert Murphy, Kevin Gutzman, Mark Sisson, Walter Block. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pierre Bylin, Lou Rockwell, Robert Murphy again, Hunter Lewis. And I did a breakdown, Gary Chartier, Glenn Reynolds, Glenn Jacobs, sorry, Glenn Reynolds. He was a blogger back in the day. Jack Spirico, just the list goes on and on. And I did a breakdown of who the most the guest with the most appearances, and it was a tie between Michael Malice, when I started this thing, Michael Malice and Scott Horton. It may have increased since then, but you know, Tom Woods had his own daughter, I believe, on here a few times. Will Grigg before he passed away, Eric Margolis, Doug Casey. It's crazy. Jacob Hornberger, Bob Murphy again. And by the way, I was wrong the first time I calculated up, because he calls him Robert Murphy and then he calls him Bob Murphy, and we know him by Bob Murphy. So anyway, Michael Bolden's been on a bunch of times. Look at this. I'm flying through this, and this is only 100 or so episodes. So Scott Horton, Richard Gamble, it's crazy, and I can't really go do them all justice. But we get up here to, 2,300 episodes, which is where I kind of stopped, because that was where I was anticipating to do when I decided to do this. He was right at 2,300 episodes. So since then, he's had on a few others, Alex Epstein, Kevin Johnston, see if I recognize it. Don't know who the, some of these people are. Robert Barnes. Robert Barnes has been annoying me lately. He's such a Trump guy. It's a little bit interesting. Jeff Dice, who moved on from the Mises Institute. Heather McDonald. Sarah Thompson. Kevin Gutsman again. Gene Epstein. He's been on a ton, of course. Corey DeAngelo's, Jack Lloyd. I think did I play some clips from him? I was going to, and I think Dave Smith. He's might be getting close to the most appearances. Scott Horton again. Vivek Ramaswamy. Aaron McIntyre. It was a good one. It was okay. Aaron or whatever his name is. I think he gets maybe a little too much credit for what he is. And the most recent one, David Stockman. But I thought we would walk through. I do a breakdown of kind of like some things here. The first few episodes, intro. Talk about his intro to the show itself. So I'm going to play some clips. First few episodes, very radio-like. There was an issue, a clip he had from The Simpsons. I think it was episodes 1 through 232. He had this original one, which we'll play here. Let's see if I can start this one out. Okay, so this, I'm sorry, this is just the way it's going to be because I pulled this at the late. Hey, there we go. There we go. Okay, here we go. The intro, Tom Woods.
Abandon free market principles to save the free market system.
In a world of conventional confusion.
There will be time for them to make profits. Now's not that time.
Daddy, what do taxes pay for?
Oh, why everything. Policemen, trees, sunshine. And let's not forget the folks who just don't feel like working, God bless them.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Prepare to unshackle your mind.
An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army or any government. Okay.
Your professor has arrived. Tom Woods. Beware, citizen. You are now departing from the world of allowable opinion. The Tom Woods Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday, August 29th, 2014.
All right, so we'll let that one go. There's Tom Woods early on. No surprise that he's got a little some Rush music in there. That was, I think, episodes 1 through 232. 233, he changed it with a Rush open, and then 239, he changed it again. So he's like, let's change it, and then maybe not so quick. But let's play the very next one. And by the way, I may have missed some. It was a lot of episodes to go through, and I think I got them right here. But this one was episode 230, what did I say, 232. Let's play the intro here.
Beware, citizen. You are now departing from the world of allowable opinion. The Tom Woods Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014.
Okay, so that one, you just cut out the little Simpsons part there and a bunch of the other ones. You've got to, you know, whatever the Bush comment was there. 239, how I navigated academia, but it changed again. Take it away, Tom.
In a world of Democrats.
There will be time for them to make profits. Now's not that time.
And Republicans.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
You need a voice of liberty. Look no further. You found it. Tom Woods.
Beware, citizen. You are now departing from the world of allowable opinion. The Tom Woods Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday, okay. September 10th, 2014.
Yeah, so 2014 was a banner year for Tom Woods' intros, changing them on the fly almost. So that goes on, fine and dandy. And then episode, 431, he's like, nah, we're changing it. And I think this is the one he's had all the way through. Now, I could be wrong on some of these because when he posts them up on YouTube, he may have changed something. But this pretty sure that this is the way it is. So 432, or let me double check this. 431 can't change, and I think this is where we're. Oops. Oh, I can't do it that way. Let's go.
Welcome, yeah, everybody. Tom familiar. Woods here, talking to James Bovard today about the TS.
And there wasn't much of an intro on that one, but I think that's the music he then put on for where we are at currently. So the intro, good stuff. We know Tom, and this is kind of the thing. Like you click it in, you like it's always the same. Hello, everybody. Tom Woods here. Da 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 da. The 3x5 card of allowable opinions. Da 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 da. And there you have it. And that's the song we recognize. So that song, intro music, now some things may have changed of how he did it there, but that's when that song came about, was 431. So the music, he had Rush on, predictably. I don't know who the other one was, but that's what it is. Let's talk about production. He uses Podsworth. Tom, you just tell from when he's conversation, he has a producer, someone out there, he records it, sends it to them. They take edits. He probably takes notes about little certain things, and they cut little deletes, things here and there. Whereas me, I try to do it live. Sometimes if it's really bad, and by the way, last one, I had a mute button on. So there was a little gap in there, and I'm like, I'm going to cut it. And then I'm like, screw it. What am I going to do that? So I didn't. So I used to take this other podcast when I did my cycling stuff. I'd rip it down. I'd put it in an editor, and I would, you know, just enhance it and do everything I could. And it was, you know, and then it would be fine. Whereas because the straight audio that come in, but I have a sound mixer now that I think the sound comes pretty good out. So I don't worry about it. I don't want to take. I could charge a lot for hourly rates. So if I do this during work, as an example, which I'm not doing it right now, but my time is valuable. So I'm like, if I spend an hour worth of time, you know, doing production and everything, that's a lot of money. Okay. Tom's though, he's making his money from this, and that's the difference here. So when you're making your money from this, you want to make, and maybe that's why I'm not making any money, you know, make it so that you have, so yes, he has a producer. He's mentioned, excuse me. See, that's something you should edit out. Edits, he's done, has those things. His audio is pretty slick, and it's very consistent with that. And that makes the show good. Ability to insert ads. He does ads in there, and I think it's just fine. And I do like what he does, the ad read, and he's got his own things. And it's not, some of these, you know, you can have now with Spotify. Like if you go with, you know, them, Anchor used to be, but Spotify for podcasting, you can do ads, and they will just kind of insert them in. And it's a little clunky, but Tom does it because it's his own show. So he does all his own ads, and I think that's pretty good. Timeliness of the topics. I think that is what we've noticed here, which is a lot of it is just timeless and it's relevant. During COVID, it was more time sensitive stuff. But even then, it's good to kind of go back. So I think Tom could, and by the way, I enjoyed, you know, 23 some hundred episodes, Tom Woods show, listening to them, and a lot of them were really good. And you're like, oh, this is it. But you know what? And I know when you're doing this show, maybe Tom doesn't think it is, but I think there's so much of it is evergreens type topics on his list. Patreon or other tiered group, he does have a Facebook and then a WeMe or whatever that was. I kind of was over there for a little while, but I just didn't like it. Supportinglisteners.com, though, is his website. And you can go there and you can be a member. I know he, let's see, I'll put this up here real quick if I can. Hang on, ready? Okay, so he had that announcement and his shirt and some things there. And I know he has like this paid community for stuff. So it's like a yearly dues and you get one-on-one attention. And we talked about that before. So it's pretty good. Outro, it's short and sweet. You know, I did, when I did this on Clint Russell's Liberty Lockdown show, I was, you know, he has a song and I was like, you know, it was like really quick. And I was like, you know, sometimes now my outro is long. It's kind of annoying. But what I enjoy when I do bike rides and or just listen to a podcast, I'm not watching it on YouTube, is there's a bit of a song there. And sometimes it's nice to just have this entire thing. You kind of hear it and then you just enjoy it. So to some extent that could be done. Tom's is just quick and done and over and out. Tangibles. Host's ability to interview. Well, Tom is one of the best. He's like a Charlie Rose of libertarian podcast interviews, I would imagine. But he's a good interviewer regardless. And even outside of the libertarian space, he really does a good job. And I think part of his ease is he does typically, unless he has a friend on and just goes, he kind of has that 30-minute spot of time. So he condenses it. He's got good questions. And it's really good. So he really is one of the best. And you can, he's a knowledgeable guy. I think he's got his doctorate in history. So he could do it just fine. How about host's ability to riff and give opinions? Yeah, Tom could definitely adapt, talk about almost any topic. I doubt editing is needed to mask problems interviewing, because hearing Tom on other shows or TV, you can see he's good at this. And my point of saying that is, some people, you know, especially if it's just audio only, you can edit it up and it makes it sound like you're doing great or whatever. But unlike or Tom, this show, it's me. It's raw and it's what it is. And by the way, interviewing is so interesting. when you're, and if you guys don't have a podcast, and like everybody does, right? You bring someone on to have an interview, and the best is when it's just a conversation. But that's often difficult when you need the flow to keep going, and you need to make sure there's no dull spots, and you got to engage this person. So sometimes I'm asking a question, and then I'm thinking, and because I don't write, take notes for questions, and it might be good if I had some there, but it's just you're thinking off the cuff, or you're ready to ask the next one. Maybe you'll write down, oh, I just thought of that. And so you can make a note of that. But sometimes I have to go back on a really good interview that I've done, and I go back and listen to it because I've missed some of those things that person's saying, the in-depth things or little things here and there, because I'm trying to think ahead to make sure I've got something going for the next one. And the best is you can riff off of their questions. Tom does great on that. Research of host or staff. I mean, he's a distinguished author. He's got every website pinned under the book. I believe Tom does his own work and research. Anybody else out there question that? Ease of speaking, or are they reading a script? I mean, look, they're audio only, but I believe he's not reading a script. And you can tell he does a good job. You know, he does so much public speaking. And even when he does his public speaking, you know, it's engaging. It's funny. He's got little jokes. He just says little jokes. He does a good job. So great. That's why he does a good job on his show. Overall impression, a libertarian scale of left wing to minarchist to ANCAP. I don't know. I did not a podcast. I said they were hardcore libertarian, just as a joke. I would say he's ANCAP with a dose of conservative life mixed in. You know, he's a good Catholic guy. So it goes right into the next topic, which is shareable with normies. Most definitely. And that's why I say Tom, when I first found Tom, I didn't want to listen to him because I'm like, I'm done with this conservative stuff. And this guy just is. And then I'm like, oh, maybe he looks, don't take offense to this, he looks like that Cato type of guy, right? And so, I mean, but he wasn't. And it's fantastic. And that's why I've enjoyed it. He's shareable with normies, most definitely. In fact, I would suggest Tom as the place to start. For many people suggesting interest with libertarian stuff, he's one of the most knowledgeable. He's not stuffy, but he's also bombastic in a good way. He's well-researched, gives you a sense that he's given each topic some serious thought. If the normie is a conservative, I think Tom is the best conduit to use. My sister got, you know, she's very conservative. And during the COVID thing, she had seen his, I think I maybe sent her, it was that whole speech that he did that got pulled off of YouTube. I think I mentioned that a few times. She signed up on his list and she still gets his stuff. And, you know, she's a Trumper type person. But Tom Woods has normalized a lot of things with her. And I just think that's fantastic. So he's someone she trusts and loves. And to me, that's a great person to have in your sphere. And that's the normie connection you got through there. Conspiracy theory content, nothing particular. But Tom does give you a good perspective that isn't mainstream. That's that 3x5 of allowable opinions. You know, he deviates off of that. He even wrote a book about taboo topics in history. Yeah, he did. I don't remember. I don't remember what it is. I said in my notes here, because I made this long time, I said title here. And I never did research the title for what that was. What rating would you affix to the Tom Woods show? I would say a 9 out of 10, your dead bitches comment. I do have that somewhere. Do I need to find that that clip? You're dead, bitch. I don't know why you don't do that. Anyway, that's a great Tom Woods comment that he said in the past, and I found it and I played it. Maybe I'll look it up here while we're doing this. Okay, so there you go. That's my rating for Tom Woods. It was a great pleasure to do this, and I just can't imagine. It's been fun. I didn't think I would actually really do this, and it's been a fantastic go. This is a short little one that we're just doing here on the outside. So I have some clips here. Let's see if we can find these. Some good clips at the end here to just make everyone happy, because Tom Woods said some. Yeah, there's two different times I found him saying stuff on Michael Malice show, and I mean, for that alone. Okay, let's see. Tom Woods week, day one. Did I already play these clips? Nope, not going to do it. Not going to find them. Okay, well, there you go, people. So, Tom Woods show, a lot of episodes. It's a show that you should probably check out, okay? It's the standard bearer. He's got everybody on there. He's difficult to get as a guest. I understand. But Tom, if you listen to this and you want to come on and we want to talk about your show, I will bring you on and we can talk about all the podcast episodes that you have done. One thing I would say that is a big influence on me is his, and we've played some of these clips where he talks about the Vietnam War and some of the anti-war stuff. And I think he's done a great job with that. For me personally, I mean, we all have our ways and are different people. But for me personally, Tom came in and he spoke to me in a way from the right, which was I've got a flat tire on the leaning over right. I just always have kind of been there. It's, you know, you can't help it. I mean, Walter Block talks about, he thinks everything is genetic. He says he has a daughter that's a lefty and it's just the way it is. It's just the way your mind is. And it, maybe so. I can understand that. There's just a lot of ways that my mind thinks, you know, the engineer, the turned attorney, in my male, independent, self supporting type of person in my life. That I just tend to be that more right winger. And so he obviously appeals to me on that scale. But okay, look, we started out, we played clips of Tom Woods with Michael Malice and Matt Welch on the Your Welcome podcast, giving you kind of an introduction to the Tom Woods, his life, some debates, some controversies he's had over his life. Some people don't like him, some things here and there. But overall, I think it's a good, you know, there was a guy in our group chat. He got brought in just recently. It's like Tower Gang type, a bunch of us in there. It's basically those guys and a bunch of their other friends. And he got brought in there and immediately he was kind of a dick. But he was going after Tom Woods, and I wish I remember what it was about. But he was making some comment of, you know, Tom Woods, this and that, and kind of ripping on him. And I'm like, you know, I've listened to 2,300 episodes and I don't ever think he's made that argument at all. And then the guy got all mad. First of all, he said, there's no way you did that. Well, sorry, buddy. I'm just that lame to have done that and did it. But then this someone, my buddy Andy, who you guys know from our Kill Pod, he actually kicked the guy out of the group chat, and he was bragging online that he got kicked out for making fun of Tom Woods. That's not why you got kicked out. It was because you're an insufferable prick, and some other things. But the point is, I listened to all these, and you can dislike Tom. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like a lot of this. But there's, and that's why I encourage, and kind of what I started to do, which is you go to the Tom Woods show. It says all podcasts, and you could maybe, you know, control F and search for a person you want or a topic you want, and it's there. I mean, he's done it all. It's just it's everything is there, and it's a great resource, and I've really had a lot of fun going through this. So I would highly recommend you checking the podcast out. 5 episodes a week, pounds them out, 2,300. As a matter of fact, what is the total amount of podcasts? 2,343 podcasts. Nailed it. And we're going to head out with Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. All right. A lot of prog rock stuff in there. Sorry, I should have gone out with a prog rock song, but it didn't happen. Because this is the way it goes. Because this is just a little bit of pep on there. Thanks, everybody. Tom Woods Week 2023. What's the one I'm going to do next? I don't know. Later.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye, guys.
But she's back.
And now.
Chick-fil-A is completely overrated. It's not that good. I prefer Zaxby's. I prefer Popeye's.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick. I guess that's me. Keep plucking that chicken.
Should I vote for Dick Cheney on the Libertarian Party? Do I have an obligation to vote for Dick Cheney?
I would say so.
Yes.
Did it work for those people?
No, it never does. I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but it might work for us.
That one dude was like, not a podcast, I can't find it anywhere, and they don't have video.
Oh, yeah, Peter Janky, yeah.
Yeah, I blocked him.
I'll do it. If he unblocks me, I'll...
He'll buy your shirt if you unblock him, Bert.
He's a wigger.
Yeah, nothing cooler than a 49-year-old wigger. Like,
I just started live streaming. Cut me some slack. I'm pretty high-tech for a boomer. But... Anyways,
boomer.